This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by our next guest, Josh Vern. You're our Royals insider. Vern, how you doing, my man?
I'm in air conditioning. I'm doing great.
That's good to hear. Let me ask you this, because we didn't get a lot of baseball player names and suggestions. We talked about this a couple of days ago. Can you tell me a baseball player that you just kind of had to be there to fully understand? For example, Dante Hall is kind of one of those people that, you know, if you're a casual fan today, if you weren't around in the mid-2000s, I don't know if you'll understand that for like an 18-month stretch, Dante Hall was like a legit thing. They named it Gatorade after Dante Hall. Ben Wallace, you know, you're a Detroit, a Michigan guy. Like, Ben Wallace was one of those. There's not a single player in the NBA like Ben Wallace today. Heart, grit, plays great defense. He was the most important player on a championship team in the NBA. Can you think of a baseball player that you just had to be there in that era in real time to understand how good or how important they were?
The first one that comes to my mind is Hideo Nomo. Back in 1995.
That's a really good one. That's a real good one.
I think every fan base has a few, especially in baseball, because we know it's a very provincial sport. I think Gerard Dyson would fall into that category. I think Bob Hamlin could fall into that category for Royals fans. You know, baseball's tough because, you know, to be unique is you know, Ichiro. I guess you could point to him, but that's a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest of all time. Those are the names popping into my mind.
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, I feel like you and I are a broken record. All of our conversations, we just end up kind of going over the same topics and talking about the same things, that the Royals are kind of on this hamster wheel where they're in it enough where they're still interesting. You have to discuss them, but neither of us think that they're close enough that they're actually going to do something. It just feels like in some ways we are playing out the string of the remaining 39 games that they have.
Yeah, and this is exactly what Major League Baseball wanted. This is what Rob Manfred and the other, you know, all the owners wanted in Major League Baseball, was because even though you and I feel the way that we feel, and a lot of Royals fans feel the same way, there's still the faction of the fan base, and there's still that part of us that acknowledges that crazier things have happened. No, there's absolutely no reason to believe that the Royals will overcome this, what amounts to a five-game deficit with the New York Yankees when you factor in tiebreakers. No, there's no reason to believe that it's going to happen. No statistical evidence that points to the probability being better than what the odds say. But, you know, there are young Royals fans, you know, a young Carrington Harrison that was growing up watching awful baseball. You know, the young Royal fan right now gets to tune in to Bobby Witt and Salvi and a great pitching staff and believe that the team still has hope. So, yeah, while us, you know, jaded old folk are ready to close the book on this 2025 season, the health of the Kansas City Royals and baseball in Kansas City is in a much better spot, despite the fact that, no, you and I and many others don't believe it's in the cards.
You know I love my cross-sport comparison. I'll make a basketball analogy. Wednesday's day game felt like in a basketball game where, you know, you got a chance to hit a big shot that the other team kind of calls timeout. You get a little bit of momentum going, and that could maybe be the difference in a run. Now, they won the series against the Nationals, but, I mean, that's a team that at home, when you got Seth Lugo on the mound, you're just hoping, all right, we got to sweep this team. You end up losing a heartbreaker, 8-7. The Royals are still under 500. I felt like they just had that moment, that game where, hey, this is kind of one of those fork in the roads for you as a team and how the season can potentially go, and the Royals miss an opportunity to go over 500 against one of the bottom five teams in baseball.
And it's continuous, right? You could say something similar about that series in Minnesota. I think you and I have had this conversation for most of these homestands over the past few months, being swept by the A's, being, you know, losing a series on the road to the Chicago White Sox. Listen, there's no, you know, even as I'm about to dive into this, you still acknowledge, yeah, they're only five games back of the New York Yankees with 41 to play, but they need to do something special, right? Taken two of three. You even prefaced your point with, well, you know, it was still a series victory. This team hasn't earned that. You are doing what good teams do, and that is win series at home. The Royals have put themselves in a situation where, Carrington, for the rest of the season, they could win every single three-game series. Take two out of three from every single team that they play in a three-game series from here on out, and that still only gets them to 86 wins. That's what the New York Yankees are pacing for right now, 86 wins. And like I mentioned, if you have the same record as the Yankees, they've earned the tiebreaker and you will be on your way to Cabo or Cancun or wherever you want to go spend your off season. So, yeah, the series against the Nationals, just about everything outside of 20, 25 games, this has looked like an average team, slightly above, slightly below, never awful, never great. When this thing's going well, this thing is struggling. When that thing's struggling, this thing's going well. So, you know, they are what their record says they are, one game below 500. And listen, if this team can finish the season 80-82 with how bad this offense was, with how miserable the month of June was, you know, that'll be a nice way to finish the season, but in no way would anyone try to spin a strong finish to 2025 as a positive. Either you have a winning record or you don't.
That is one of the weird things about the Royals, you know, that a lot of it is just the expectations have just shifted based on what they accomplished last year, because you mentioned it earlier. I mean, there were times in my life for the Royals to be a 500 team in mid-August and be a team that you still want to go out to the park. They got guys that you feel confident in for the future. I mean, I would have killed for that thing now. But now, you know, with the change in expectations, like, man, when's football get here? It is weird how last year it just really recalibrated everybody's expectations for what a good year for the Royals is.
And that's what John Sherman wanted. You know, this is what J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero and everybody in this organization, that's what they want. They should be held to a higher standard because of what they did last season. They, you know, fast-tracked Jack Caglione to the big leagues. They made all those acquisitions going into the deadline. This is a organization that, you know, if they fall short of the postseason, you won't hear anyone call it a success. But behind closed doors, the fact that they are still in the race on the 15th of August, if they can make this thing into September and give this fan base a solid 5.5 months of believing if you choose to, you know, if you want to be rushed to wave the white flag, you know, that's always going to be the case. But those young fans I'm talking about, those diehards that we started this conversation discussing, if you can keep those people in until September, in a market like this, that's the goal every single season. You'll never hear the Royals say what the Mariners general manager said a few years ago of, man, every season we're just hoping to win 54% of the time. You know, 54% of our trades, our acquisitions, our free agent signings, and our games, we're just trying to be an 85-win team every single season. The Royals will never say that, but I think they would sign off on that right now.
A couple of people on the text line have mentioned either Josh Hamilton or Jim Thome as players that you just had to be there in real time to appreciate.
Hamilton, I love. Tomy's 600 home runs, I think the record book kind of speaks to that. But I mentioned Ichiro, and the record book certainly reflects that. But yeah, Josh Hamilton, especially that night in New York, the All-Star game, the home run derby, with everything that he went through up until that point, yeah, I think he qualifies for sure.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, for a couple of more minutes here. What's the latest on Jack Caglione? I saw that he was doing a rehab stint. I believe he had four hits a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's coming up sooner rather than later.
Two more hits last night. He'll be back in the lineup tonight, I would imagine, back out there in right field.
I missed that.
Which is where he's – so he's 6-for-9 so far. Right field for 18 innings. Well, I haven't seen the lineup just yet for Omaha, but I would imagine he's either DH-ing or back out there in right field. Again, to me, there's no way he's anywhere but in the big leagues on September 1st, and he can earn an expedited trip to Kansas City. I still think you want him down there for the rest of this week and all of next week, because we've already seen not him struggle. I'm not saying that he's going to struggle if he returns. But you know what? You know, the more I talk about it, shoot, if the Royals can, you know, carve this thing down to a 3-game deficit with the New York Yankees, right? If the Pinstripers keep shooting themselves in the foot, yeah, maybe Cags is here for that Rangers series starting up on Monday, because God knows the offense could use the help. But the thing is with Cags, man, and you can tell I'm kind of thinking this out loud, he's got to be in the lineup every single day. So if he comes up here, man, he better be overflowing with confidence, ready to rake. And I can't imagine you can be overflowing with confidence after only 1 week of AAA baseball. So, yeah, I'm going to stick with 2 weeks minimum, 3 weeks maximum.
I'm going to get you out of here with this last question, Vern. Have the Royals ever had a promotion that even you got excited about? Like when they gave away the replica rings or the viewfinder or a blanket or something. I mean, you go to every single Royals home game, you get a chance to get every single bobblehead, every single t-shirt, every promotion. Has there ever been a promotion like, ooh, man, I actually kind of want that?
Definitely, yeah. Normally, anything with Bob, any sort of Bobby, Salvi, anything a Hall of Famer, because those, A, make great gifts, and I think they are, pretty darn cool. Now, the ones that I keep for myself are George, Brett, Bo Jackson. Anything George or Bo, I'm going to keep for myself. Bobby or Salvi, I'll give to a nephew or a family friend.
Do you have the Patrick Mahomes bobblehead from last year?
I do. Okay. Yeah, Mahomes. Anything that is a Hall of Famer, yeah, I'm hanging on to that.
Okay, because I'm going to say, of all the ones to keep for yourself, like, that's the one to keep and never open, and then, like, 10 years from now, you'll get, like, $300 for that thing.
Right, yep. Well, I opened it, but...
you can't. Come
I
on,
I have
Vern.
To. I mean, I can't do that. I can't bring something home solely for the purpose of selling it in a few years. No, I opened it, and, hang on to it. We'll see.
Vern, do you like Varsity Blues more or Friday Night Lights, the movie?
Varsity Blues. I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Okay. All right. We're going to fix this. This fall, I'm just going to text you randomly. It's going to be like October 19th. And I'm like, hey, you should watch Friday Night Lights today. And I'm telling you.
Please do. Because like 2 weeks after the season ends, I don't know what to do with myself. So please do, because I'll forget.
Okay. That is our guy, Josh Vernier. You're joining us on the show today. Getting you ready for tonight's matchup. A Friday night? I mean, you got two options. Do you want to watch a fake football game or Royals and White Sox later tonight? I mean, you got a lot of entertainment options.
Reminder, again, the game is over on 610, and the pregame on deck show on 610 as well.
Vern, we appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
Thanks, pal.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vernier joining us on the show. Coming up, we have another random Carrington game to play. We'll play it next. I'll give you the rules. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with C-Dot on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I want to talk football, but let me take a really quick detour, and it's something that I think you guys will appreciate. At least I hope that you do. So this week, Rob, you know I filled in for Adam Schein on Sirius XM. So his show is from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central. So the people that I work with, they are based out of New York. Both of them are Yankees and Jets fans. Diehard Yankees, diehard Jets fans. And I've noticed something in this experience of being able to fill in on a national basis. I don't have a lot of empathy for other people's problems when it comes to their team. Like hearing Yankees fans and Mets fans complain about their baseball team, I don't really feel for you. I feel for you if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you know? I feel for you if you cheer for the Detroit Lions. Like your team has never really experienced happiness, you know? And anytime you've gotten an all-time great player, they just quit in the middle. Like Barry Sanders one day and just woke up and said, I'd rather do anything to continue to play for you guys. Calvin Johnson one day was like, I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to play for you guys. Like, I don't want to play at all anymore. Matthew Stafford, you had him for 15 years. He then leaves the first year. He goes to win a championship for somebody else. I understand how tough it can be to be a Lions fan. I get it. But hearing the Mets and the Yankees fans complain about their team, they're struggling right now. Rob, I realize I don't have a lot of sports empathy for people. I came up with this analogy. I think Yankees fans, I think they're a problem, and I think the Mets are also this. I would also say maybe this is the problem that Kansas basketball has, you know, sometimes. I think they're mad because they didn't get what they paid for. Like, have you ever been to a restaurant? And let's say the restaurant, like, it you know, costs a little bit of money, you know? Like, it's a $60, $70 steak. So you go here, you know, you get all dressed up. You and your wife get out there. You get all dressed up, and then you get the steak. And it's not that the steak is bad. It's just not anywhere close to what you expected when you looked at the price tag of things. I'm guessing that's how the Yankees fans have to feel about things. If you spent $300 million on your baseball team, and now you're in a fight for the third wild card team with the Cleveland Guardians, I understand why you would be mad. Wait, we're supposed to be the best team in the American League, but we're not good enough. How about the Mets? They just spent $700 million for Juan Soto. I looked it up today. Their payroll is $339 million. If you were only a half game up of the Cincinnati Reds, I understand why you'd be really mad about the way the baseball season is going. I had to tell them earlier today, and I mentioned it in a fun, playful way. I like those guys. I had to tell them, yo, the rest of us don't care. In fact, the rest of us are actually happy that your baseball team is struggling. I love it that your team is struggling. For all the times that I had to watch my team struggle and nobody felt any sympathy for me and felt bad for me when I had to watch my team, I now have that energy for other people. All the time that you guys have made fun of me about Missouri not being good, you think I feel bad for you that KU was a sixth seed and lost in the first round? I hope you have more seasons like that this upcoming year. I love cheering against other people's happiness when it comes to their sports team. It's one of my favorite things about sports. I just want to share that with you.
I would imagine that there are certain teams in every sport, and I imagine the teams that are the most successful in their respective sports that will just never earn that sympathy. Like if Ohio State football stinks one day, it's a tough break. I'm going to get my jokes off. If Bama, if Kellen DeBoer is not that guy,
I'm actually gonna jump in to help make fun of your team if that happens.
There also, to be fair, the inverse happens. There are some teams where you're like, you know what? I'm happy for that team's success. Do you know what? I mean, don't get me wrong. Having Super Bowl parades in Kansas City doing this job is a great time. But if the Lions ever win one, I will be happy for Lions fans. I truly will
definitely be.
You deserve it. If the Cowboys get good again, no. I hate that. Don't let that happen. Disgusting. No thanks. I had to live through the 90s. Never again. There are just some teams that we all cheer for. It's the lovable losers mentality. When the Cubs won the World Series, was there anyone upset? It's like, good for them. Like, I'm happy for them. Look at this group. They've deserved it. When the Dodgers won last year, I did not feel that excitement for them. I hate them.
No, I'm with you. I have one more baseball thought. Can I share the baseball thought with you? Let me just share this baseball thought, and I promise you we'll get back to football. I think you guys will also like this baseball thought that I have. Some of you have like a 12-year-old son, and that 12-year-old son is just starting to really get into sports. Like this person is now, they're becoming a mini you, you know? Like Nate Taylor, for example, he tells us about his son. His son, Hayden, loves sports. Makes sense. His dad works in sports. He tells us stories about playing college football with his kid, Madden for the kid. You get the point what I'm saying. One day your kid is going to come up to you and your kid's going to ask you a question about Shohei Ohtani. Like, hey, this guy's really good. Like, tell me more about him. Like, yeah, no, he is really good, actually. He's maybe the best pitcher in baseball, and he also can hit 50 home runs. Like, wait, really? Like, so what happened with that guy? Well, he used to play on the Angels. Well, who else played for the Angels? Oh, yeah, they had Mike Trout. Your kid's going to have no clue who Mike Trout is, and you're going to have to explain to him who Mike Trout is. Like, you know what? There was a time that people thought this guy was Mickey Mantle. People thought there was a time that he's the best baseball player that we had ever seen. Your kid's going to keep asking more questions, and you're going to double back and be like, wait, these guys were on the same team, and they never made the postseason. And your kid's going to look at you so confused. It's not going to make any sense on how this happened. It's not going to make any sense. I was thinking that because you saw the video this week where they faced each other. It's actually the most watched game ever on MLB Network. They faced each other. Shohei was pitching. Trout was at the plate. They had a little bit of a moment. They tipped their cap. Hey, we used to be teammates. Hey, wasn't it fun when we won 75 games together? Like, yeah, no, it was kind of cool. Of all the players that we have ever seen, I actually kind of do feel bad for Mike Trout. Mike Trout had Shohei as a teammate. He also had Albert Pujols as a teammate and lived in Los Angeles and has played in 3 postseason games. Not 3 postseason series. He has played in 3 individual postseason games and lost all of them and has never been anywhere close to the postseason since. There has been, like, for all the jokes that we get off about Lamar and Josh Allen, at least they've made it to the postseason. Like, at least they've done that. Mike Trout one day is going to retire. He's just going to be done. Like, hey, I'm done playing baseball. And they're going to go around and they're going to ask sports fans like us, hey, what do you remember about Mike Trout? And you're like, I don't know. I mean, that time they got swept by the Royals. I mean, there was some good catch he made in 2012. I mean, I can't really think of anything else. There's no like transcendent great athlete that you feel that way about other than him. Like some of you love Ken Griffey. You got Ken Griffey memories. I know, Rob, you hate Derek Jeter, but you have like Derek Jeter-like memories. Mike Trout is the best player in any sport that we have ever watched that we also will have no memories and no stories of and did absolutely nothing in their career, even though they actually did a lot of things in their career. Mike Trout is at the top of that list.
I mean, Mike Trout might be the entire list. I'm sitting here racking my brain about guys in other sports that even fit into this category. I mean, outside of college athletics, and that's just the nature of the NCAA tournament, oh, can you believe this team didn't make, you know, got upset early, but they were so good? Like, in pro sports, we've never seen a guy of his talent. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer with
no question about it.
Like, his highlight package, when they show it in Cooperstown one day, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember he was great, but and I remember the MVP, but you don't remember a singular moment. I mean, Griffey's moment was just the fact that he wore a backwards hat. Like, his is just like a cultural phenomenon. But, like,
yeah, but people Trout also like Ken Griffey Jr. in a way. Like, you know, you were around in the 90s. Some of you, you know, you guys were around in the 90s. Like, kids would walk around in Ken Griffey Jr. jerseys. People would wear the Ken Griffey Jr. t-shirt. You wore the Griffey shoes. You played Ken Griffey Slugfest baseball on Super Nintendo or the N64. Like, people have memories and feel something towards Ken Griffey Jr. Nobody feels anything towards Mike Trout. Not even in Los Angeles. No one feels anything towards Mike Trout. That's what I'm saying. I was just thinking that. Like, man, Mike Trout, one day, we're going to, like, look back at his career. We're going to, like, explain things. And it's just going to be like, how did this happen? Like, you played with Shohei. You played with Albert Pujols. Like, you didn't play in a small market and just you never did anything. You never won anything. You never played in a meaningful baseball game. Like, you never, not one time. No, that's going to be the case whenever Mike Trout is done playing baseball.
He's under contract for a long time still. I mean, maybe he gets like a, hey, you're a 35-year-old DH series, and that changes the calculus. I mean, you would have said the same thing about A-Rod before he was a Yankee. I mean, maybe he gets an oh, by the way, playoff win at the back end, but his prime just existed.
Yeah, I just don't even know if we're going to remember that. Like, I mean, I bet if I ask you, hey, do you remember that time that Gary Payton won the NBA championship? You're going to be like, no, what team was he on? Like, Gary Payton has an NBA championship ring. You've never discussed it one time in your entire life. He won a championship with the Miami Heat. Mm-hmm. You had no clue that that's the case. Gary Payton is an NBA champion. That's what I mean. Like, that's kind of how we're going to potentially look at this thing. Somebody said, what about Carmelo? No chance. People love Carmelo.
He has multiple gold medals. Like, we have they weren't in the NBA, yeah, but we have moments for Melo.
100%. 100%. People love Carmelo. Like, love Melo. Like, no. Mike Trout is not Carmelo Anthony. Like, not like a pop culture sense. No, he's not that. He doesn't have the personality. No one feels anything towards Mike Trout. All right, let's get to the NFL. I'm sorry for taking us on a baseball detour. I just had those thoughts that I want to share with you guys. All right, this is my question. This is the game that I would like to play. I will give you $500,000 for every NFL team that you guess correctly. Everyone. But the only caveat is, if you miss just one team, you get no money. So you can put seven teams down on the sheet of paper and go for the gusto and try to leave with $3.5 million. But I'm here to tell you, if you go 6-1, and I don't care what the, oh, well, that guy got hurt. That's not the, you know, the rules. It's like Squid Game. You better get 100% success rate or you get nothing. What NFL teams would you put down guarantees and lock to make the postseason? You are 100% certain, you are willing to put them down on the sheet of paper. These teams are making the postseason. I'll go first if you want me to. I think the answer is two. There are only two teams I'm willing to put down that I am 100% certain are making the postseason. It's Kansas City and Buffalo. I'm not saying those are the only two teams that I feel very good about making the postseason. What I'm saying is, if you were telling me right now that I got $500,000 on the line a piece, and if I get one thing wrong, then I leave with zero. So I'm saying I got to be 1,000% sure. The only two teams I feel good about are those two teams. I feel good enough about them winning their division. I also feel good enough that if one of them doesn't win their division, that they will grab one of the three wild card spots. Andy Reid has been the head coach in Kansas City. This is his 13th season. They have never won fewer than 9 games. Even if the Chiefs are one of the worst version of themselves, they win 10 games. That's enough to grab you one wild card spot. Even if the Chiefs take a significant step back, if things go wrong this year, they'll still make the postseason in some capacity. Maybe they're on the road. Maybe they don't win their division. Worst case scenario, this is about trying to ensure myself leaving with something. I'm putting Kansas City on the list. I don't think that's a homer take. I'm just sitting here. I'm looking at the history. I mean, they have won double-digit games every year since 2015. We're talking about, I got a pretty long track record of suggest that the floor for the Chiefs is 10 wins. If you win 10 games, you make the postseason. The other team is Buffalo. I just can't see another team winning that division. I think that New England's going to be better this year. I don't want to make you guys think I think New England's going to be terrible. Is New England ready to win 12 games? Because if they're not winning 12 games, they're not winning the division. Like, you got to win at least 12 games. Is anybody like Miami? And you want to talk about a team that kind of, you had a spark and now it's just over. That's the Dolphins. Remember when the Dolphins were hanging like 70 points on people? That feels like that was 8 seasons ago. Remember when Tyreek Hill had a chance to get 2,000 yards? That seems like that was a long time ago that happens. I'm not high on Miami at all. Miami feels like a 5-win football team this year, if I'm being quite honest with you guys. I'm not high on the Dolphins in really any capacity this season. They seem like a team that's preparing to hire a new head coach to me. And then the other team, it's the Jets. Like, come on now. Like, the Jets are winning their division? When's the last time the Jets won the division? I don't know when that was. So, yeah, if you're telling me the only two teams, and I only bring that up because last year, if I'd asked you guys this question, you would have told me, oh, yeah, well, of course, San Francisco, you would have left with no money. San Francisco outright missed the postseason last year. Yes, it was injuries. I know why. But they missed the postseason. 2 years ago, you probably would have said the Rams. Well, of course, the Rams, well, they missed the postseason the following year. Maybe you would have said Cincinnati a couple years ago. Well, they got Joe Burrow. They've missed the postseason the last 2 years. The point of the game is you cannot miss. You can put one team down. You can put 8 teams down. I don't care how many teams you put down. You just can't miss a single team. I think you can only put 2 down confidently. The only 2 teams I'm putting down is Kansas City and Buffalo. I can't put anybody else.
Now, is this AFC only? Or
anybody.
Is it
anybody in the league. I'll give you as many teams as you want to put down.
You got to put Philadelphia in. You just got to. I agree with you on Kansas City and Buffalo. You will hear no argument from me. It is the safest 2 bets. But if you were trying to turn your money and you have a chance to make another $500,000, you can turn it to 1.5. Tell me how Philadelphia doesn't make the postseason. I'm not saying they win the division. Maybe the Commanders are not the team you think they're going to be. They take a step forward. Does anyone believe in the Cowboys? Does anyone believe in the other riffraff at the bottom of the NFC? Like, I think Philadelphia has to be as part of your conversation. I understand why you're not willing to risk it and add a third team, but Philadelphia feels like, yeah, they got probably, a top 7, let's just be nice and not get into the whole elite debate with Jalen Hurts, a top 7 quarterback and a top 10 coach with an elite defense and a defensive coordinator that everyone believes is one of the better in football. Like, you're telling me that they don't make the postseason because the Vikings or Bears do, the Cardinals rise up and hold them out of the postseason. That just seems extremely unlikely to me. I'm surprised the Eagles are not one of your safe locks.
Let me ask you this question, and I know you'll love this question because you're a running back guy. What happens if Saquon's not Saquon? Last year, Saquon Barkley had 345 carries for 2,000 yards and 13 touchdowns. Does anybody think that the Eagles will get the exact same version of Saquon this year? So we are expecting some form of regression with their best player from this past season. What if Saquon ends up just being, I mean, it's not like we don't have examples of those kinds of season. I mean, just the year before, his final year with the Giants, he averaged 3.9 yards per carry. Now, I get it. Different team, different offensive line. I get all of those things. I mean, he ran for 900 yards in 2021. He ran for 593 yards. Like, it wasn't that long ago with Saquon Barkley. If I'd have been like, hey, you know what? Maybe they should go get Saquon. Oh, he's always hurt all the time. That would have been a very popular sentiment not that long ago. Now, I'm with you. I feel very confident that Philadelphia is going to make the postseason. But again, where I would push back is, if you're going to tell me that you're just taking Baltimore, Kansas City, Philly, Buffalo, the NFL history suggests that one of those teams is missing the postseason.
Let me say this.
I don't know. I do not know which one it is. Again, last year, if we had done the same exercise a year ago, San Francisco would have been the overwhelming. How could you not have San Francisco? Look, they have Brock Purdy. Look, they have Trent Williams. Look, they have all of these things. Look, they've never been bad with Brock Purdy. They missed the playoffs last year, outright missed the playoffs last season. And it's not like people now are like all over San Francisco, like, oh, they're going to bounce back this year. I'm just saying is, we all know how the NFL is. Everything we are expecting to happen, that's not how the NFL works. One of the things that we are all counting on heading into the season is going to fall through. I can't predict exactly what it is, but I just know it. It's going to happen. So I got to go with a certainty. I know based on history, Mahomes is going to play at least 14 games. The Chiefs are going to win at least 10 football games this season. Josh Allen has also not had an injury history, and he is in the weakest division of any of the good quarterbacks. I'm only rolling with those two, and I'm trying to win my $1 million.
Here's my logic for adding the Eagles. And I get of anyone in the world to talk about what happens if the running back regresses. I am the first one to agree with you. Running back regression is a thing.
For sure.
100%. I would tell you this about the Eagles and why I have them in my lock category. They made the Super Bowl once without Saquon.
They did.
They did it with, I bet if we polled 100 Chiefs fans, most people would have forgotten it's Miles Sanders, who had a good season that year. I'm not trying to run down Miles Sanders, but Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, AJ Brown, they weren't just good. They went to the Super Bowl and they lost, but they went to the Super Bowl and their running back was a guy who's marooned off on Panther Island now and is just forgotten to history. The year before Saquon Barkley, after Miles Sanders, does anyone remember who the Eagles running back was? It was DeAndre Swift. And again, didn't win the division, weren't a Super Bowl team, but you know what they were? They were in the postseason. So unless, you know, a catastrophe happens, which that changes the outcome of every team in the NFL, I think the Eagles are equipped to survive a Saquon regression because I've seen them have success without a Saquon. That's why they're in my lock category. I also put the Texans in my lock category because I think
just
the
AFC's
out.
Yeah, just because of the division.
I would not venture out to a fifth. Those are my four, and then I'm done.
Yeah, Houston is actually the only other team that I was really considering in this conversation. Some people have mentioned Tampa Bay. I mean, I'm not willing to put all my money on is Tampa Bay making the postseason. Like, to me, once you get past Kansas City and Buffalo, I think you're now reaching the greedy territory. I think you're reaching the greedy territory. I'm taking my $1 million and I'm out of here. Hey, I'm happy. I'm happy with my $1 million. We'll take more of this coming up on the other side. 913-586-7965. We're having a little fun here. I'm asking you guys this question. Right now, if I give you $500,000 for every team that you guarantee will make the postseason, you could put one team, you could put all 14 teams. You get $500,000 for every team you get right. But if you miss just one team, it erases any of the money that you have earned. What teams are you putting into the pot? What teams are you certain, an absolute lock, they are making the postseason? I'm only picking Kansas City and Buffalo in this. You're taking four teams or you're only taking three teams?
I'm taking four. Buffalo and Kansas City, Philadelphia, Houston. I'm taking $2 million and I'm partying on.
All right. Rob is taking $2 million. I'm taking the $1 million. We'll take more of this coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm going through the text line and I kind of put these into the FanDuel, you know, just kind of messing around on the app to kind of give you an understanding of what we're talking about. So what we're playing is it's a very simple game. I give you $500,000 for every team that you get right in the NFL postseason. If you miss just one team, then it voids your entire ticket. You're done. You're out of here. So you better be 100% confident, 100% confident that those two teams or however many teams you put in there are making the postseason. So I did mine, Rob, and I got yours up if you want to tell me again, and I'll get you the exact number. My parlay would be minus 198. Just Kansas City and Buffalo to make the postseason, so you got to put up 200 to make 100 if you want to put that in. Someone texted in, I'm taking six teams, Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore, Washington, Philly, and Houston. I'm here to tell you, no chance you cash that ticket. But if you want to put this, you can. I mean, I'm giving you the numbers right here. It's on FanDuel. If those are your six teams, you can get that right now at plus 750. Plus 750 for those six teams to make the postseason. Someone else chimed in and said, I would do Kansas City, Buffalo. I would do Dallas and Tampa. I'm guessing that FanDuel would thank you for your donation if that's what you would like to do. But if that's your parlay, that is plus 600 for those four teams to make the postseason. So, I mean, a lot of these you can actually just go around and mess around on the app if that's what you want to do. What were your, Rob? I'll pull it up one more time. Kansas City.
I just ran mine while you were talking to make it easy on everyone. I have Kansas City, Houston, Philadelphia, and Buffalo. I ran it, and it comes out to plus 252.
Okay.
So I'm definitely longer odds than you.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I'm playing mine super safe, super conservative.
But people have hit plus 252 before.
It's 100%.
It's like I was plus 6,000 over here.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do I'm not doing a plus 250 on a four-leg parlay, though. You know, like, you could probably find a little better value. Like, you can then just guess one team to make the postseason. Like, based on that, do you think it's more likely that all four of those teams make it or just Carolina makes it? Because that's about the same odds. Carolina just to make the postseason is plus 250. Your four-leg parlay is plus 252. I think it's more likely that just Carolina makes it than those all four of those teams make it.
I would take all four of mine, but the NFC South is so
that's what I'm saying.
Screwy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would take my four, but I also think it's important to know my four and why I have set my four. I'm avoiding the NFC. The Eagles are I feel like it's a lock. If you bet the Eagles by themselves, they're minus 800. There's belief they're making the postseason. But, like, after that, I see a lot of people in text line saying the Bucks. I like the Bucks.
Yeah,
like
same concept about the division.
But their division is light years stronger than, like, the AFC South. The Falcons went the postseason by one game last season. And by the way, they played multiple games with Kirk Cousins as a husk of a man out there. Like, I cannot believe the amount of Bucks I'm seeing on the text line right now.
Yeah, I mean, now kind of looking at these odds, honestly, especially if I had a free play, I would take a flyer on Carolina or Tennessee to make the postseason. Like, you can get Carolina at plus 250. Tennessee is a 4-1. If Tennessee just ends up maybe being 9-8, Houston ends up taking a step back, like, what team could you see possibly winning that division? I think Tennessee could end up winning it. Plus 400 for Tennessee, I don't think it's the worst odds to just, again, you know, don't win the division. Just can you be one of the seven teams that represents the AFC? I mean, almost half of the conference is going to do it. There's going to be a surprise or two. I'd love to go back last year and see what Denver was to make the postseason, because people weren't super high on the Broncos coming into the season last year, and they ended up grabbing the seventh wild card spot, right? It was a seven or six. I know they made the playoffs. I can't remember which one it was.
Yeah, there was a seven, because they had to play the Bills, and the Bills were the two seed,
Someone said about Chiefs, Bills, and Lions. It's actually not a bad one. Let me pull that up here real quickly.
Just I like the Lions a lot. Like, don't get me wrong.
That is plus 138. Chiefs, Bills, and Lions parlay, plus 138.
The Lions division is the opposite of what we talked about with the Texans.
Like, I would avoid that just because of how weird that division is. Mm-hmm. Like, and the Lions, you don't know when it comes to the coordinators, how good's the offense going to be without Ben Johnson. They lost Aaron Glenn. Yeah, I'm just staying away from the Lions.
They just had their center late retired this offseason? Like, right before camp, he decided to retire. I like the Lions. I don't feel like the Lions are the safest lock in the world. I think they will be, but I wouldn't put $500,000 on it.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll get you ready for tonight's preseason game. Andy Reid, he doesn't expect a lot of key starters to play today.
I'm still kind of figuring out who's going to play, not play, that whole deal. So there's a chance I sit a couple of the starters or at least be short with them. We want to make sure we get a good look at these guys, these young guys. So we'll just see how it all rolls going forward. Other than that, everybody practiced and did a nice job.
Andy, with playing time calls, could the third game come into play with that?
There's a chance they play a little bit more in the third game. Yeah. Well, we'll see. There's a good chance he doesn't, but we'll see how it goes.
That was Andy Reid earlier today. We'll talk more about the Chiefs preseason coming up at the top of the hour. Two things that I want to share with you before we get to the hits and before we get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Story number one. I usually don't watch these things, but I don't know what it is. I've heard a lot of good things about the kingdom, so I was like, you know what? Let me check it out. I watched the first episode of The Kingdom yesterday, and let me tell you, two thumbs up. I really enjoyed the first episode of The Kingdom. A lot of my friends have told me that the second episode is really good. I'll probably watch that before the preseason game later today. But I'm here to tell you that The Kingdom, it gets my endorsement for, I really enjoyed it. I don't watch the franchise. It's just not really for me. Like, watching a show about a team that's made for the team and produced by the team, like, that's just not really the kind of content. Like, I want a little bit more raw, edgier content if you're going to be covering a football team. Now, obviously, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is named an executive producer on this show, so I'm assuming they took some editorial. We ain't getting the full uncensored version of the Chiefs. But I don't know, the first episode, I was really intrigued by the history, and then they went down and were looking at some of the Chiefs artifacts and basically kind of really spelling out how the Chiefs became the Chiefs and the move from the AFL. I was really intrigued by it. I'm giving you the two thumbs up. I really enjoyed the first episode of The Kingdom, and I plan on watching it. For those of you that don't know, it is on ESPN+. It's also available on Disney+. So if you have either one of those streaming services, you can just watch all six episodes now. Maybe you want to avoid the last one because it probably doesn't end the way that you want it to end, but the first five might end up being a fun exercise for you if that's what you're into. That's thought number one. Thought number two, you know how, you know, back in the day, people would, you know, wake up and then you would go down and you would get the morning paper. You know, on the Sopranos, that was a really big deal. Tony would be in his robe. He'd walk down. He would go get the paper. Well, I would say the paper for millennials is, you know, where you're like still half asleep, but you like open up your phone and you just get on social media just to see what's going on. Well, the first thing that I read this morning, I mean, quite literally the very first thing when I opened my eyes and got on my phone, it was a statement from the Little League World Series about how they don't encourage people to bet on the games. Now, I mean, I do FanDuel endorsements. You know, I gamble on sports from time to time. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I never wager on sports. Putting money on the Little League World Series, you got to call 1-800-BETS-OFF. I'm serious. You got to join a support group. I'm trying not to make light of this because it's not funny. But I cannot imagine betting plus 500 on some kid from Delaware to get a stolen base. I can't do it. I can't get myself to do that. It's one thing to bet on like the hot dog eating contest. Like, all right, ha ha ha, that's funny. Rob, you out here betting on a 12-year-old to hit a home run? Like, what? You're out here betting on Delaware to get out of their region in the Little League World Series? What's going on? I don't even want to gamble on an app that would allow you to do something like that. I'm serious. I don't even want to be a part of that. That's crazy to me. We strongly feel that there's no place for betting on Little League games. Rob, they released like a full statement about this. We want to keep the integrity of the game, and no one should be exploiting the success and failures of children playing a game for their own personal gain. Yo, what's going on here? Maybe legalizing these apps was not the right decision. You out here betting on the Little League World Series? Hey, man, just go back to preseason football. You know what? I take back what I said about the Hall of Fame game. I really do. If you're betting on the Little League World Series, I'm telling you right now, you got to join a support group. You got a problem. I'm telling you. It's bad. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get you ready for Chiefs and Seahawks, which should be a barn burner. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.